So we got Krispy Kremes, we got hot dogs, we got some naked lady with cupcakes. Okay. We got a dude going under a hurdle and face planting himself on the hurdle.
We have some lady sucking on the solar system.
That would be you. Right?
That's Jim.
And Jiminy's got, three pool balls in her mouth. That's...
No. That's a model of the universe, sir.
I'm looking at a 10 ball, a 9 ball, or an 8 ball, or...
Oh, I must be looking at something else.
Yeah.
From beyond any known galaxy, bringing with them the laws and ideals of their doomed planet, Thundera, come...
Thundercats, ho.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the 46th episode of Thundercats, the podcast for friend feeders, with friend feeders, and by friend feeders. I'm Johnny Worthington from Brisbane, Australia.
And I'm Josh Haley from Houston, Texas.
And we are the Thundercats.
Ho! Oh. Sorry. I really tried not to laugh during that, sorry.
That's okay. How are you, sir?
Better than you. Yes. Unfortunately for you, sorry to hear you're not feeling so hot. But no, I'm good, man. Tell us about how you're feeling.
Well, earlier in the week, I was having a lot of problems with my hands and my arms and basically just being in a lot of pain. But that was due to quite a big project I'm working on at work right now, which I finished at 6:15 last night. So I'm actually in a very good mood. But running off the back of that, I've now got hay fever because we're now into the third or fourth day of spring here. And all the lovely trees that live around me have started to flower and release their pollen-y things.
Pollen-y things. Okay.
And basically I'm stuffed up tighter than Elvis's asshole.
You are the coiner of phrases.
Thank you, sir. And tomorrow's Father's Day as well, so.
It is?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I had my Father's Day already months ago.
You didn't have my Father's Day.
I don't get it.
It's different.
Well,
your Father's Day isn't my Father's Day.
Well, okay. I guess I get... Okay. I thought you meant not my father, like your father. Okay, never mind.
Josh.
I understand.
I am not your father.
I am thankful to God every day for it.
You and I could rule the podcasting universe together.
Mwah-uh-uh. Only Leo stands in our way.
So you guys basically have Father's Day on June the 19th, is that right?
I don't know. It was a while back, yeah.
Okay. Well, here we go. I have, thanks to Wikipedia, you guys are the third Sunday of June, whereas I am the first Sunday of September.
Okay.
And I'm celebrating it with Fiji, New Zealand, and Papua New Guinea.
Papua New Guinea.
So, it's my Father's Day tomorrow.
Well, happy Father's Day.
Thank you, sir. My nephews gave me some gifts this morning. I got 4 little LED torches and a Sudoku game.
Really?
Yes.
Did you also get a Sudoku game?
For one episode,
I'm almost sorry. Oh, dude. Where would we be, though, if I wasn't totally picking on your accent?
Well,
I mean, where would we be? We'd be just on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm all talky good and stuff.
Oh, shoot. I needed that. Good times.
How about your week, sir?
I don't even remember this week, dude. It's been a blur. I guess it's... it's been pretty crazy because we started homeschooling and it started, you know, this week. Mm. And so the kids have been home and I actually worked from home this whole week, too, which was kind of weird timing, but there you have it. But kids seem to be enjoying it. It's... nobody's died yet or gone socially inept. So
I had a question about that. Do you actually have school hours? Like, do you does the homeschooling, does it happen between structured hours, or is it spread out in different periods? Like, I've never really known anyone homeschool, so I'm always interested. Is it like a 5 days a week for 6 hours and you get a lunch break, or is it sort of just when it happens?
They're trying to keep it on a pretty same old schedule, but it is kind of whenever it happens.
Okay.
So there have been times, I don't know if I should say this, there maybe one or two times where Trish didn't quite wake up in time. And I sure as heck don't. And school is pretty much after lunch instead of before lunch.
Well, the kids and Trish, well, Trish educates and the kids learn when they're in the optimum mindset to learn, rather than, oh, I've just woken up. And it takes you like an hour and a half to wait to warm up during the day. And if you already missed a class or you're not concentrating, you just get put behind. So that's an interesting thing. That's cool.
Right.
So anyone sent to the principal office yet?
No, but actually right now I can see the reflection in my monitor behind me. The door is behind me. Well, it's not really a door, but the entryway to this office. And my youngest son is pacing back and forth in the hallway, thinking that I can't see him, as he just goes back and forth looking to see what I'm doing. So if I just, you know, in the middle of a conversation, just totally turn around and bust him, then you'll know why.
That's cool. It's all good. You could school him in podcasting. So.
My father's father was a podcaster. My father's with a podcaster. I'm a podcaster, and my children will podcast when I am gone.
Yes.
These are my lands, and these are my podcasting utilities.
Son, okay, sorry. One day this microphone will be yours.
One day you'll have a casino. That's so bad, dude. Just turn it off right now. We're done.
Okay. Done. Shall we move on to some newsy news?
Please.
Let's start off with something that you sort of put together this week. Or not put together, but drew the attention to me. I'm speaking all good and junk. A Turkish meetup.
Yeah, I stumbled on this the other day. And I popped it into Micah Whitman's Translate utility, the JavaScript thing, and Google does its best to translate what's going on, but it kind of sounded like they were just throwing random words, which I'm sure they weren't. You know, they're actually discussing in their language and having understanding, whereas I'm trying to understand from a whole other, you know, country and everything. But I think after so many posts I put it together that I think they're having a meetup, and so I posted in English just in case someone there spoke English. Hey, are you guys having a meetup? And they said, yeah, we're having a meetup, and it's going to be cool, and it's going to be food's going to be great. And I was excited, and I subscribed to some of those people, and I haven't seen any pictures, but I'm probably not looking at the right time. It probably happened while I was sleeping. But
what I love about this thread is for the first probably up until your comment, there's no English. The only bit of English I can recognize is Steve Jobs.
Yeah, I don't know what the joke was about Steve Jobs. Like they're pretending he's coming too or something. But yeah, I just wanted to mention that because it's pretty cool to see what's going on internationally on FriendFeed. And we, by definition, are already international as a podcast. So yes. We try to reach out to even people whose languages we do not understand.
But I'd also be interested in how they're reacting to, like, non-US people are reacting to the sale and the Facebook ball thing. So,
good question.
Have that as, like, I know it was just taking off in France and in the Middle East. There's large participation. I'm just wondering, what do they think? Has their use dropped, or have they got somewhere else where they're going? Or yeah, just interested.
Mm-hmm. There was that one back when Mark was on the show, we found a international meme called Sin Sin.
Yeah.
Right?
Cheers, the cheers one.
Yeah. That we stumbled on and promoted, and it's still going. Every now and then I'll see Sin Sin 2.0 posts, whatever that 2.0 part is. But yeah, it's just people, you know, saying cheers, holding up their drinks in a different part of the country. Different countries. But yeah, I mean, good times, trying to bring everybody together, you know, friend feed, woohoo. Or Thundercats, woohoo. I don't know, either way.
Posting another thing, Glenn Campbell, his job is going to Taiwan in
yep.
selling news and related stuff.
Dude, big week for Glenn, man. Holy cow. He announced that his job is basically, he's getting a, I don't know if it's a promotion or just a more interesting job is how he put it. And it's going to mm-hmm. be, he's going to be relocated into Taiwan.
Well, his job is.
Yeah. Well, isn't he going to?
I don't think so, no.
He's physically not going there?
I'm pretty sure he's not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, dude. That's huge. I mean, you just go like, hey, by the way, I'm going to Taiwan. Okay, see ya. You know, I was just like, I was blown away. But okay, if he's not physically going there, then he'll probably go there, you know, a couple times a year or whatever, however often they send him, right? If he's going to be working on their team.
I think the Yahoo News, which he's an engineer of, I'm pretty sure, and he's an engineering manager. I think that side of the US side of things is being sort of enveloped into a different department or onto a new project, which you can't really talk about.
Oh, right.
I just thought it was interesting, and good luck to Glenn. And I've used Yahoo News in the past, and I sort of have been using it more since news.com.au, which is sort of our Rupert Murdoch-owned newspaper website, has sort of said, oh, by the way, we're going to start charging for news, even though we haven't like for the past 4 years. We're now going to charge you to read the absolute shit that they publish. But
well,
but stuff like Yahoo, I remember hearing about it on Twitter. TMZ is a normal website, like the normal celebrity gossip website. But there's one that Yahoo have. I forget what it's called, but it's like massive compared to TMZ. What is Yahoo's celebrity news site? OMG, that's right, yeah. So Yahoo's OMG is, like, massive compared to TMZ. It's just interesting that Yahoo has sort of, we're all talking about these new upcoming things like Google and all these new services, but Yahoo's still, like, hitting it out of the park despite sort of being a little bit sucky.
Sucky, like rice wine.
Yep, in so Japan. It's omg.yahoo.com.
So that's for real? That's a real URL?
Oh, yeah.
Holy
crap. If you go to omg.yahoo.com.
That's funny.
It blows TMZ away. Like, it has more viewers than TMZ on a good year. So.
Wow. Shows you how much time I spend on, I look forward to checking that out.
But that's the thing. Like, it's amazing how, like, we didn't know about it, but it's one of the biggest sites, like, for celebrity news, just because everyone lands on it. And I think that, and I think another post that came up earlier in the week is that when Gmail was down, Yahoo Mail wasn't down. And stuff like all these services that we use that are bleeding edge and that, oh, it's a hip new thing. We're really a small fish in a big pond. So sometimes it's good to sort of zoom out and sort of get a larger picture of us outside the Web 2.0 bubble.
Hmm. Do you mean big fish in a small pond or little fish,
no,
in, a
little fish
pond?
In a big pond?
Where and then we can zoom out. I'm trying to visualize the whole zooming out. Well, I'm a little fish. I'm zooming out. The pond's getting smaller?
No. Well, what you do is if we're – just say – you and I enjoyed reading TMZ. We thought it was the shit. And we were like, oh, yeah, Britney Spears. And, oh, look at that nipple slip. And, oh,
but that was our bubble. We were in that bubble.
And we were going, wow, TMZ is the greatest thing in the world, and it's the biggest site in the world. And if someone asks you for celebrity news, where's the first place you go? You go to TMZ. But if you actually zoom out, TMZ is a very small fish
in
a very large pond.
Gotcha. Sorry, dude.
That's right. I'm not all good analogy and stuff.
Sure you are. It's me. It's all me.
I've got to explain junk better. Explain your junk.
Explain your junk. It's my junk. And it's...
What up, fool?
It's good enough.
And off the back of Glenn, that's what she said.
Thank you.
There was something that you brought my attention to this morning. Glenn's had... started a new thing around the net. What's it called? Yeah, let me just get that there.
It's a microblog.
Around the web in 140 seconds.
Yes, it was a very cool idea. And he, earlier today, my day, he solicited people on FriendFeed to send him like a 30-second max soundbite of you ranting on something. And I was just like, I was so bummed because you were asleep. You know, because you would have been able to fill that easily, and maybe a couple topics. Here, pick one. But
how long did we have?
30 seconds, max.
Oh, I would have had to have 6 or 7.
Well, I mean, it would have been a challenge, but I think you would have met it easily. Maybe after a couple tries.
That's what we could do. That's a new website, Rantcast. So you get 30 seconds to record a rant.
That's
like,
I think,
12 seconds.
That's what he's doing, man. And he started a room and everything. He started a room in FriendFeed, and he's asking people to just post MP3s to that room, and he will pick and choose and put into his daily, it's going to be daily, microcast. And whenever I listened to it, it was very snap, 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 high-paced, you know, fast-paced, high-speed deal. And it reminded me of high-quality radio where they... I don't know how they do it, but everything is just super fast paced. There's no break. There's no, you know, little air, like, you know, dead time like that. It's all just bam, bam, bam. You know, it's like, and let's go to Jane. And then Jane starts talking immediately, you know, boom.
It's like what I wish stuff like the Daily 10 and E! News was. So it's over in 140 seconds.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, if we could master that, our podcast would be down to 15 minutes.
And 14 and a half of that would be ads.
It's like, how you doing? I'm doing great. Okay, good. Moment of win. Okay, and done.
It's like, dude, toilet, balls, junk, poop. Thanks very much. Two F's for awesome.
That was awesome. That's an episode in microcosm right there, dude.
Yeah, it's like, we were a bit busy this week, so two F's for awesome. Balls,
boobs, bacon, Scoble, friend feed, Facebook, grr, scene.
Akiva.
What?
Which leads us into the next pick that I found, which is from you, sir.
Uh-oh.
The Akiva finger puppet.
Oh, you going to bring that up?
Now, it's quite awesome because I've read this book before, right? Uh-huh. I've seen this book before, and I think Georgia may even have a copy of it. I'll have to go digging through the bookcases to find it.
But let me ask you this.
Yeah?
Did you read it to 10 children that are about a year and a half old and trying not to laugh while you're reading it because you kept thinking that you had your fingers stuck up Akiva's you-know-what?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think I can read it now because I never thought anything of that book. But now I'm thinking, is that really a place where a finger should be inserted and wiggled?
It does send the mind wandering, doesn't it?
So this is one of the only threads where I've actually gone, no, I don't think I will comment. Because I was ready. I was like, and then I read, I've just read this to a bunch of kids at church. And I'm like, oh, I am already going to hell. I don't want the good seats.
I found the soundbite. We can't hear it, but it played. What?
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 Speaking of soundbites and stuff, I want a t-shirt. Obviously about the Instant Rimshot shirt.
Mm-hmm.
There was a post made yesterday where someone, I think it was in one of Mark's posts, I believe. Let's see. Here we go. This, I'll post this into the chat room. It's a personal soundtrack shirt from Think Geek. And it also, and it has an Instant Rimshot button in there.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to post that in there and sort of say that's very cool. And I've just been informed you can load your own sounds into there, which is also cool.
What?
Well, I've just completely lost my train of thought. The drugs have kicked in, but rather than focusing the mind, also too, Rachel just bought me a cupcake. She's made fresh cupcakes. They're still warm. They're warm in my mouth. Hang on.
They're what? In your what?
They're warm in my mouth.
That's nice. And that's also what she said. Oh my gosh.
Hang on. That works. Okay. Stop thinking about it. Put that in the cupboard. It's fine.
Oh my gosh.
I was thinking, that's not... Oh, yeah, that works.
That's over, totally. Oh, my gosh. That's all you had to do.
Finger now, licking good.
We could stop the show anytime now, really.
We can. 2S for awesome.
Credits.
So, yes, I apologize, everyone, for my sporadic drug-infused all-around-the-shop-idness, but let's steer this bitch back onto track.
Speaking of steering, Mark Krinsky is driving somewhere right now. Actually, his wife is driving, and they're steering. Haha, get it? Nice segue.
Nice.
And he's been able to be in the chat room. I doubt he's able to hear us live right now, but he saw the chat room and jumped in on a conversation earlier. But check this out. Earlier this week, he posted on FriendFeed that he was getting a vasectomy. Dun, dun. Dun.
He's getting a vase in where?
He's getting an ectomy in his vase. Well, actually, it's past tense now.
I don't want to get a vase in my ectomy. Nothing goes in my ectomy. It's an exit only.
Other way around, but yeah. Latin for the win. So, yeah, his boys got beat up a bit. And, I think this is probably the first time we're talking about someone else's junk on the podcast.
Well, someone else's junk.
Right. So our thoughts go out to Mark Krinsky and his recovering junk.
Our thoughts just go to Mark Krinsky.
Our thoughts go elsewhere and let him take care of business.
let's keep the thinking above the belt.
Oh, we're going to start this week? I didn't get the memo.
Well, no, other people. I appreciate it. I congratulate him on being Sans little boys, but my mind wishes to wander to places above his belt.
It wishes to go elsewhere. Oh, jeez. Yes.
Speaking of that region and bringing it back to our own junk, just on a quick rat hole here, this week, due to some staff things at work, I've actually had to compress my desk. So rather than having two desks, I now have one desk.
Okay.
And I've had to put the server, my computer, and my Mac all underneath my one desk now. Let's just say I have sweaty server sack. It is hot under there.
Tell us.
I was wearing shorts yesterday, and it was still moistness. There's no airflow. It's just it's blowing all the time. Okay, that's what she said in the cupboard. Let's move on.
You really were digging yourself a hole that time. Yes. That's okay.
The problem is, I saw the hole and I thought, yeah, I reckon I can get out of it. I just kept going,
and you still are.
And I haven't even had a Red Bull. Can you imagine if I had a Red Bull? I'd just be singing like show tunes.
If I had a Red Bull, yabba habba hidda habba hidda hidda hidda.
Sorry. Like that?
Very much so. People who need people.
Or it would be like, if I had a Red Bull, yabba dabba 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 dabba.
What's that from?
What? Oh, Figaro, 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 Figaro. That's Bugs Bunny, dude.
Ah, the barber of Seville.
He poured like liquid alum in his mouth.
That is correct.
And doing psst, 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 and then he was singing The Marriage of Figaro.
The show notes this week is going to be effed up.
In the, you know what?
Speaking of effed up, we've got segues coming out of our segues today.
Yeah.
This was a thing earlier in the week that Mo Cargus posted. Shout out to Mo. How you going?
Yo, Mo.
If everyone goes to that link, it is an animated GIF of a dude flipping the F out. Wow. Roly, roly, roly.
Just flipping out.
Have you seen this?
I don't think I have. Maybe I have. I don't know.
It's from
okay, I see it now. Yeah.
The dude rolling?
Yeah.
It's from Turkish TV, and apparently the guy who does the flipping out believes that he can fly.
Well, yeah, he was obviously flying. It's just that the cameras couldn't pick it up for some reason. It was too ethereal for the, you know, the cameras. So all we saw was him just rolling on the floor and wigging out.
He believes he could fly.
Dude.
So he's an R. Kelly. I want to pee on you, Kelly.
I believe I can fly.
See, I've brought it all back. So now this man and his belief that he can fly is trapped in the closet.
Because I'm blessed.
Oh, I should do every show on medication.
Well, sure. I'm game.
So, here we go. I floated on the air and I have witnesses. And this other guy's probably gone, no, you didn't. And he's like, And he's gone, And he's gone, I'll show you.
And he wigs. I mean, you thought Tom Cruise on the couch is bad on Oprah. This is pretty epic. So if you're listening to the podcast and you haven't seen it, check the show notes. Oh my gosh.
He's a slam dance of one.
Yeah, exactly. He just instant mosh pit. Just add water.
He's getting horizontally crunk.
He's doing the horizontal mambo at 300 beats per minute.
Well, the first thing is like he goes like he's almost doing jazz hands when he jumps up. First off, he's like, I can fly. I better run. Oh shit, I can't fly. I'm just gonna roll away.
Next best thing is to roll across the floor. That is what I
jazz
have
hands.
Been
Let's roll jazz hands.
Oh, dude, jazz hands. Yep, he had it.
That was awesome. Hands,
I don't know where Mo finds all this awesome stuff, man.
I think he actually he's a robot, so he'd be plugged into it. He'd be writing his own scripts that animated like Mo's animatedgifs.com/Mo.
Serious. Oh, speaking of animated GIFs, do you like the did you like the beard one I made of you with the three?
It was very good, and from one of my favorite films of all time. Thank you, sir. It was snaps to you for that.
The three bearded dancers.
I had that song running through my head all day.
I don't even know what the song was. I was just worried about the dancing.
It's from Hairspray, and it's. Hey mama, look at me. That one.
Oh, okay.
So the one where they go to the shop and they buy the things and the donut and the guy from Jerry Springer is there and they do the pink thing and they dance and they go, hey, dad, hey. And yeah, it's the girls on the thing like, whoa.
And credits. That's all you need to know about the movie. Awesome.
Two Fs were awesome again.
Again. So you posted a thing about Kevin Rose, Dignation?
Yes. one of our well, it would be fair to say one of our muse casts, so one of the casts that we when we were putting this crazy thing together was sort of aiming for was a Dignation type of thing. And it's just a photo of Kevin Rose and the guy from the Goonies.
The Goonies or Goodies?
Goodies.
Goodies?
Graham, what's his name? Oh, no, sorry, that's Adam from Mythbusters.
Oh, you're, no, yeah, it's not Good Eats. That's yeah, Mythbusters, dude.
Well, trying to make it.
Talk about the wrong channel and the wrong dude, man.
I was trying to make a joke, and I was going to post that joke too, but I thought, would anyone understand what I'm talking about? Obviously not. Let's move on. And this is the part of the show where we take a quick break. Okay, thank you.
Do you want to take a more of a break, or are we good?
It's cool. I just had to release the I had to blow my nose, so I'm all good. So yes, apparently Adam from Mythbusters is going to be on Dignation, which is awesome.
Is that for sure, or is it the other way around?
Well, the title says something tells me that Dignation 220 is going to be awesome. ...
And it was written by Kevin Rose, so you figure, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
And it was from his TwitPic account. And, yeah. Hopefully they blow some shit up.
Well, you have to. Every Mythbusters, they have some sort of explosion. I mean, yeah. So we're looking forward to a Dignation with Mythbusters. And who knows? Maybe it'll be a crossover and they'll have a Mythbusters episode featuring Dignation. Because it would be silly not to film it, you know?
Very much so. But it's an easy crossover for them, don't you think, that those who watch Dignation would necessarily be Mythbusters fans. So it's sort of like a meeting of the minds.
I just love that phrase. It was just a meeting of the minds. What exactly is that, anyway?
That's when you crack your heads open, and with the last bit of that life in you, you grab your brains out of your head and you all go into a pile.
Okay, so just brain matter sloshed together. Okay.
Well, it's hard to shake hands if it's inside your skull.
True. Okay.
Oh!
So, here we are having a podcast.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, pumpy umby umpkin. You're my sweetie pie. You're my cupcake gumdrop, snickums, bickums. You're the apple of my eye, and I love you so, and I want you to know that I'll always be right here. And I love to sing three songs to you, because you are so dear.
Should we move on to our picks of the week?
Okay, let's do picks of the week.
Do you want to go first or
sure,
myself?
Sure,
or
post the link for me. I'll go first.
Posting
my,
now.
My pick of the week is about Bruce Lee. And it was really cool to be able to find this this post, because there's a three-part interview from an old show. The Pierre Barton show. Anyway, it's an old show, because this clip is from 1971, the year of the birth of Josh Haley. And so, yeah, it's a long time ago. But what's cool is that you're seeing Bruce Lee. That's Zoe, sorry.
Zoe being Bruce Lee.
She's like, what da, da, da. Oh my God.
Get me some food. What the
She's going off. Sorry.
You'll come out there and she'll have like big claw marks down her face going, whoa.
She's actually that loud a lot of the time.
She is awesome. She is awesome.
But this Bruce Lee interview I mean, talk about philosophy. This guy is not just about martial arts. He's about philosophy. Thank you, Zoe. And you get a chance to hear his philosophy on...
Enter the Zoe.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Next thing we know, we're just going to hear this thud when Zoe like scissor kicks Josh in the head.
Zoe, you want to just come here and get it over with? Oh my gosh.
Ask her what she thinks of Bruce Lee.
She's across the house, dude. That's like far away. Anyway.
It's like, no, it's like the juggernaut. She's going to go, wah, and run through the walls like, dum, 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 yep. Take you out.
Oh, man. So, as many people know, Bruce Lee did not, like, teach just one of the traditional martial arts, like Kung Fu or Karate or Judo or anything like that. But he combined many of them and came up with his own, you know, he doesn't even call it a style. It just came his own way of... Mm. Of training to express himself, is the way he put it. And so it's like, rather than calling it fighting, you're expressing yourself and being honest and putting it all out there. And so from one point of view, you could say, you could just go kick anybody's ass and say, hey man, I was just expressing myself.
By expressing myself, I mean,
I'm expressing my fist in your face.
By expressing myself, I mean punching you in the neck.
Right. No.
Don't stifle my expression, man.
Exactly.
I've got to let the creativity out of me. Even though the creativity is going into your head at a great rate of knots, like, it's still me being creative. What?
But it's a really good interview. It's worth the time. Watch all three parts. To hear his philosophy on life and so forth, because he's actually just looking at his face and the way he talks and this, yeah. and just the way he holds himself, he's actually very humble, and yet when you look at him, he's just like, you know, he could whoop your ass with like, just his look, you know.
Yeah, he's all calm and serene and stuff, and he's sitting there also. Like sitting back a little bit going, man, if I wanted, I could snap your neck with my little finger.
Exactly. But he knows that would be bad for business. So he's
friggin' Bruce Lee.
Yeah. So he has to kind of, you know, fight the urge to do that. No, but
so here's the question.
Yeah.
Bruce Lee versus Chuck Norris.
I mean, I think Chuck Norris, we make him out to be better asser than he really is. Mm-hmm. But maybe that's heresy. I don't know. But I guess I just don't know enough about Chuck Norris to say. But my gut reaction is to say Bruce Lee would mop the floor with him.
But I believe Chuck Norris was in a Bruce Lee film. Because I've watched basically all the Bruce Lee films ever.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Micah brings up a very good point. If they bred Bruce Norris would maybe they can't fight. That's the thing. Maybe it's sort of like
people would just like disintegrate in front of them because of their awesomeness.
Yeah, it's like in Tomb Raider where they have the two bits of the stone. If they were brought together, it would unleash a power that would destroy the Earth. So they have to keep, like, that's why, like, one had to go. Because if two kept alive, then Barbra Streisand could get them and then turn into Mecha Streisand.
Right, Mecha Streisand.
So I'm trying to think. Hang on, let's see. He was in Meilong Guo Jing in 1972, also known as Way of the Dragon.
Okay.
Return of the Dragon. And I'm pretty sure that was the Bruce Lee film. That is correct. Do you know also Chuck Norris was in a film called Slaughter in San Francisco?
No.
as Chuck Norris.
Interesting.
He was Chuck Slaughter.
Hmm.
There you go.
There you go indeed.
Yeah, just thought I'd throw that in there.
And what of your pick this week, sir?
Ah, yes. Thank you for moving me along, Brett Ratanoff.
You know, kudos to Bruce Lee, you know, but we're done talking.
No, but I'm wandering down a path and you're keeping me straight on the path.
Hey.
Now, this made my week. Now, this is the pick that literally I lost my shit, then had to eat some more so I could lose my shit again.
that is one graphic way of expressing yourself there.
And by eat, I meant try and reabsorb some awesomeness from this post so then I could lose the awesomeness again. Yeah, okay. Please? Please, Josh. Josh, you need a little button that goes, ding!
Ding!
Whenever I get this way, you just go, ding! And I just like, snaps me back into attention. Right, deal.
How about this? That was Akiva. Anyway.
What?
What?
It was a post by Mr. Haley on Thursday via email, comment-share. Okay.
Yeah.
It is a Lego minifig cake mold. You have one.
I do.
That is awesome sauce.
I had three for a very brief moment, but I only used one.
What have you made so far?
Just the ice sculpture. You've seen the post for that, right?
I have, and I only saw it on the iPhone, and then I just had a look before, and I saw all the other photos with it in the tree, and I'm like, dude, how'd I miss this? And I'm like, dude, and it was all like,
well, you've been sick, you know, and not feeling so hot, so you know, it's cool. You'll see it eventually.
It was complete awesomeness in a bucket. Frozen and more awesomeness.
So we took it out of the mold, which was very easy to do, by the way. You just push, then the thing just comes right off, and it's a really,
that's what she said.
It's a really cool mold. Yep. Haven't made anything else with it yet because I could do another ice one, but then I realized, you know, that I probably need food coloring to make it so it's easier to see the features because it was really hard to photograph with just being clear ice and all that. And I don't know.
Yeah.
So. I'm waiting to decide whether it should be gummy, like a big gummy guy, or chocolate or jello.
Have you seen my suggestion?
Or cake.
Brownies. Lego Loco Moco.
Oh yeah. We could
fried
do
egg in the head, meat body, leg rice.
Well, the whole thing would be rice, I guess, and then you could like put an egg on his hat, like maybe he's got like a medieval hat.
But you could fill his like head with lord. The egg, and you could fill his body with the meat, and then you could fill his legs with the rice. So you lift it up, and it's all like a yellowy head and like a meat-colored body. That's what she said.
Ooh, and that's interesting. White
yeah. So yeah, and then you could be like, "Huh, look at this," and then you smush it all together and go, "Oh."
Wait, did you say fill his body with meat?
I did.
Okay, I'm just checking. Okay,
ground meat.
Well,
actually, no.
Of course.
to describe it any differently would spoil the imagery.
Yeah, you know, let's just say it's already there.
You could fill his little body with meat.
Or what if the entire thing was a meatloaf?
Indeed,
a minifig meatloaf. Yeah.
Oh,
we're thinking
maybe
cornbread. Got spicy shrimp, shrimp gumbo, barbecue shrimp, fried shrimp, shrimp scampi, boiled shrimp, raw shrimp.
What about it? Ice cream.
Shrimp ice cream.
Filling your minifig with ice cream. You get a 2-liter bucket of ice cream, let it melt for a couple of minutes, fill it up. Put it back in the freezer, put some cling film around it so it doesn't get an ice skin on it. And, pop that out onto the table. You've got a Lego ice cream man.
The possibilities are pretty endless. It's just that the features, like the eyes and the mouth, are not super indented. So if you have a really coarse meal or whatever you're putting it in, like ground beef, it would probably not show up very well. you would get the shape of the body, and the hands that would not be articulated well. The face probably wouldn't show up very well. So I'm thinking of experimenting in coarser and coarser things. So like maybe I'll go Jell-O next, and then cake, and then cornbread, and then maybe a meatloaf. But we are going to use that puppy for sure.
Because also what you could do is, if you fill it with rice, sushi rice.
Yes.
You could make a Lego sushi. You could fill the head with something yellow. And
oh, yeah. His whole body would be a bento, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good idea. He'd be spam for pants. You know, slices of spam for his pants.
You could make a Lego spam man.
Yeah, dude. I think I might just do that, like, this weekend. We can rebuild him. Walk into the
shops. Hello. I would like several cans of spam. Excuse me, sir. Why do you need so much spam? I am making a Lego spam mold man.
How long did it take for the box I shipped you last time to get to you? You remember? Was it 10 days?
Yes.
All right. That's probably what it's going to be then. It was shipped today.
Thank you, sir.
So,
muchas gracias.
Your Lego stuff is on its way. Everybody count down for me. Cool. Well,
now I've got to think about what I'm going to make.
So we've done our picks, and thank you for the nod there. That's very kind of you. But it's...
okay, basically that was just like link bait for me this week.
That's true.
I woke up and I actually saw it when I wake up in the morning, and I'm like, huh, and then it came up and I'm like,
well, you knew it was gonna happen. You knew it was on its way, one way or the other. You know, I said I'd hook you up.
Yeah, I didn't know you were doing it yet. I thought that you were gonna get it the next time you you or Trish went to a Lego store.
Oh no, dude! I ordered it online. I said, let's get that thing. It's like $17 bucks on Lego.com. Wish I had a link for that. As a sponsor,
I can't order it.
No, well, what I mean is as a sponsor.
Oh, if we had Lego,
if Lego sponsored us, I just dropped dead.
If Lego sponsored us,
we just dropped dead, man. We wouldn't be able to podcast anymore.
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Okay, excuse me just one second.
Sure.
One sec.
Of course, nothing could possibly, you know, be worse than the time I actually left for, what, seven minutes?
My lovely daughter has this baby that our friends gave, and it is the freakiest baby in the world. It's not very big, but it makes noises at random times of the day, and really creepy noises.
Great.
I'll see if I can get it to make a noise. Hang on. And it moves. Can you hear that?
Yes.
That's its head and arms moving.
Oh,
now the thing
gosh.
Is, if you leave this on at night and don't turn it off, I've come out at like 3 o'clock in the morning to use the facilities, and then sitting on the couch is this little baby, and it goes wah wah wah, and its head starts moving and its arms move and starts wriggling, and I freak the fuck out. It is the scariest thing in the world. She's half asleep and is like, wow, mommy, wah! Demon baby.
That sounded
exactly.
pretty Kill freaky, dude.
Oh, it is, and Georgia loves it. She loves it. Hey, but seriously, and it moves, and it's freaky,
dude. And I would kill that with fire.
it's still moving. Back away, demon thing. And the thing is, I think Georgia left it under my computer desk last night. So I've just heard this. And I'm looking at my desk.
Dude, does his head go like all the way around and stuff?
No, but it sort of.
And does
goes,
it like vomit every now and then profusely across the room?
It probably turns in a 45 degree angle. So its arms go up and down like it's doing the robot. And then its head sort of moves side to side and he goes, wah, feed me, mommy. like, ugh! But,
dude.
I just had to dispose of that because it's on the couch. Kill it with fire! It's still moving.
And yet it's adored by your little one.
Oh, it is, because Dad makes such a big scene when that thing starts moving.
She wants to watch you basically have to deal with it.
I think the little bugger left it under my desk just to freak me out.
And when she gets older, she's going to say, okay, for the grand finale, I want to watch my dad kill it with fire.
Yes. Oh, I'm going to kill it with fire. It shall be killed.
Just don't burn the whole house down, okay?
It's a small sacrifice to get rid of the demon dog.
Come on now. Oh, man. Okay. So let's take it to the moment of women, shall we?
Yes. So did we say anything that was moment of win worthy?
Yeah, we did. I think we settled on they're warm in my mouth.
And another community service announcement for our listeners. Searching warm in my mouth on Google with safe search turned off.
Oh, yeah. Not good.
Not safe for you. Okay, dude. Wow. Even the URL. Wow. Wow.
Don't do it.
Dude, that's not cool.
Don't do it. Yeah, it's always good to keep it on moderate or safe, I think, you know, when you're doing image searches, depending on what you're doing, of course. But when you're trying to keep it, you know, humane, then yeah.
That's a spicy meatball.
Dude, turn it off, man.
No, I'm gone.
Put the porn down.
It's burnt into my brain. That's the type of thing you don't fast forget. Let's just say there was duct tape involved.
Hey, while we're waiting for that for people to get ready, let me ask you about last week. You just offhandedly said, "Can I throw a spanner in your works?"
Yes.
Can you please explain that idiom, that ism, whatever?
Okay. Just say you were working around machinery,
mm-hmm.
and things with cogs and wheels and stuff like that. If you were to drop a spanner into the working parts of that machine,
wait, pause.
It would
pause.
Yep.
What's a spanner?
A shifter, like a wrench.
Okay, a shifter. What? See, we're okay. Internationally, coming together here.
A spanner is, you know how you've got the hard, long metal thing?
Monkey wrench.
And it has the, yeah, like a monkey wrench. Exactly. Monkey wrench.
Okay. Yeah. Crescent wrench. Monkey wrench is the slang. Crescent wrench is more the, yeah.
So a crescent wrench. If you're working with a crescent wrench and dropped into the machinery, it usually falls against the cogs and sort of grinds everything to a halt. So to throw a spanner in your works is to sort of like, is to intentionally throw something into the plans to. Yeah.
Okay. And I think the equivalent American phrase would be, let me throw a wrench into that. And they would actually say whatever that is.
Exactly.
Let me throw a wrench into blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. But, the same type of principle.
Okay.
But spanner is sort of like obviously it's a, like an Australian term. And just in a quick rat hole, there was a girl that... no, I won't tell that story. Let's move on.
Quick rat hole. There's another one.
By me stopping, it sounds a lot worse than it is, but I'd actually have to say her name, and I don't want to because she's a good friend. So
there you go.
It's an English term, spanner.
Spanner, okay.
So you cannot hand a grand a man a... There's a company whose slogan is, you can't hand a man a grand a spanner.
Can't hand a man a grand a spanner?
Yeah.
Or in Hawaii, it's you can't hand a man just a gram of spamma.
Because
he's going to want to take the whole pallet.
When you're ready.
Okay, we're videotaping this one. And the moment of win, they're warm in my mouth. In 3, 2, 1, post. Ah, man. Good times. All right, well, let's not forget that we do have a sponsor, and that is Moo Cards. And if you notice on our website, there is a link to the Moo Cards. There's a little photograph, business cards. If you want business cards, you want mini-size cards, you want postcards. and we're talking high quality, thick, full color, full bleed, all sides, photographic.
Stickers too.
You can get 100 mini cards for about $20, and while you're doing that, you'd be supporting the Thundercats if you go through our link, and it will do its techno babble, drop the cookie, give credit thing, as we are affiliates with them, and that will go to supporting the podcast, and we would appreciate that. So if you're already thinking of getting some Moo cards, we'd appreciate your support, and yeah, we appreciate it. So Moo cards.
Awesome.
And where can we be found online these days?
We can be found on the interwebs at www.thundercats.com. That's 2 F's for awesome.
Indeed.
2 F's for awesome.
And you can send us emails with weird attachments or words to Thundercats, FF for awesome, at gmail.com.
You can also leave us a voicemail at 682-2-FCATS. That's 682-233-2287.
Thank you for having that ready. I sure didn't. And I can be found on friendfeed.com/Josh Haley.
I can be found at friendfeed.com/J Worthington. And you guys can be found being awesome.
Being all kinds of awesome on FriendFeed. We are working diligently to line up interesting people to talk to on the show. And if it should be that we are able to succeed this coming week, it's shaping up to be a pretty awesome show next week. We will at least be taking care of Johnny's beard for charity.
Indeed.
Don't forget about that. You still have a week to donate to Blame Jews Cancer. You want to explain all the different places they can go for that, Johnny?
Yep. If you go to johnnyworthington.com, there's a link on my website with instructions on how to donate. Doesn't matter if it's a dime, doesn't matter if it's $1 billion. All that matters is that we do something. And I need to shave it off because last night this was making me sneeze. Because I've already got a blocked up nose, but my beard hair was going up into my nostrils so bad that I actually woke myself up in a sneezing fit.
Oh,
and
no.
It was not pretty.
It doesn't sound pretty at all.
No. No, it was not pretty. And when I'm wearing a headset now, my beard is actually ruffling. So for 10 minutes yesterday while I was on Skype, I was actually thinking that I had problems with the communication lines, like there was noise on the Skype line, when it was actually just when I moved my head, my beard was rubbing against the headphone microphone, actually making noise.
Dude, you really do need to do something about that beard.
It's time. We've had six. It's 6 months on. It'll be 6 months next Sunday, so it'll be exactly 6 months next Saturday when I'm shaving it off that I've been growing it. So it's time.
Is that your beard chirping?
No, it's the things in my beard.
It's exactly. It's the minor birds in your beard.
See, I'm going green. I've got some tigers at the back. There may be a bear or two.
Epic, sir. Quite epic. Well, good times. It was a good time doing the show, and we'll see you next week, sir.
Yes.
And it will be awesome. We'll promote the whole beard thing so you guys don't miss anything. And
I'll be off medication.
Hopefully. We'll figure out how to do that on video. It might have to be a before or after kind of a thing. I don't know.
I have things in progress.
Yeah, okay, good. So we'll figure it out. It'll happen. Please donate this coming week to the charity of your choice. Do something. Mm. It's not like you're giving money to Johnny. You're giving money to actual charities. Get the Lance Armstrong Foundation. You can do that through blamejuicecancer.com as well. So,
yes.
Cool. Another episode is out of the bag.
Real.
We are done. Ding, ding, ding.